Welcome back to the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast. I am your host, Chris, a.k.a. Chris Feezy, a.k.a. BBC. Joined here with my co-host. You know him as Leo. We know him as Lenny. We know him as Leonard, a.k.a. Leo the Firm, a.k.a. El Feezy, a.k.a. BBC.
Yo, BBL.
BBL.
What's going on? What's up?
What's up, brother? How's it going?
What's up? Pleasure to be here, as always. Yes, it's going good, man. How about you? Just another fabulous day.
It's been a good week, man. I'm having a good time. It's been a ride for sure. Remember last week I was super sick.
Yes, so, that's right.
Yeah, this week COVID I had
25,
bro.
COVID 29. Yeah.
Ooh. It was rough. It was super rough being sick, like especially because I have like a labor intensive job, so I could barely breathe while I was like doing all of this heavy lifting. But
we got over it, training, man. Am I right?
Sure, straight cardio, no vascular. yeah, it was. I don't know. I had a really rough time getting over it. I'm still kind of getting over it now, but yeah, I'd say I'm at about 85%.
Okay, that's good. That's still a B+.
Still a B solid plus. B average, depending on the curve.
Yeah. Exactly.
I like how it curves.
Those high grade students.
Exactly.
Skewing the curve.
Jeez. Shout out to the D- students helping out the curve. Anyways, how was your week, man?
It was good. I got to see a couple of what do you call them, like out of the ordinary surgeries and follow it through. Yeah, one of them. I'm not going to try to get like specifically into what it was done just in case anyone from work is listening to this. You know, don't want to be a hippo.
Hey man, don't want to get hit with the NDA that you signed.
Don't mess with the RICO.
Ooh. Free Jeffrey. Free my boy Jeffrey, man. Slime.
Free young thug.
Yeah.
Thugger. He's innocent, I'm telling you.
It's all racketeering, man.
From the bottom to the top, my lifestyle.
I'm on the top of the mountain, popping the clouds. It's
the beginning.
Okay. All right, what I was about to say. Okay, so one of them, a kid had a food object stuck in their throat. Mm. It was actually, well, not stuck in their throat, but more like stuck in their, like the entry part of the lungs.
So oh, the shit.
Trachea.
That's deep.
So like, yeah. So like, I got to watch the surgeon like go in and find it and then like extract. Ooh, it was so cool though. Fucking sick. And then this other one.
Freak.
Just, like, it was so cool. I just want to cut
so deep in there.
just let me be a part of it. Give me the
we're
knife
talking about a child here. We're terrible. just seeing doctors prep for it, like getting like making sure it's like super sanitary. I get super nervous because I'm like, bro, what if I get infected by something in the air?
Like, dude, I'm nervous whenever they do that.
Dude, facts. And there's so much plastic involved. Like, you put your arm through a glove and then put that glove through another glove and then put these specific smaller gloves on so you can do the actual surgery. Like, there's three layers between you and the surgeon.
That shit's real.
Yeah.
It's not just no Grey's Anatomy shit.
Just know that there's less layers between me and your bitch.
Protection. And no glove, no love. Am I right?
Do you have protection? Whips out a blue eyes white dragon. Yeah, babe, don't worry. Right here.
Trap card.
She's the trap card. But yeah, man.
Mirror force. Other than that,
we're 2-1. Other than that, though, my week was okay, I guess. I didn't really do much like spectacular things. Editing the podcast is a pain and a half. Let me tell you, this is for you guys, all right?
Yeah.
This podcast is for you, so fucking
come
like
in,
the
come
video.
Come a little closer. Put your ear close.
Let me talk to you. like the video. All right.
And
subscribe.
And subscribe.
Follow on TikTok.
Follow.
Listen to me here, you little shit.
You know, hey.
Come here. Yeah, man, I don't know. Super Bowl was this week.
Yeah.
I was pretty stoked going into the Super Bowl. So I guess that's like pretty much our whole topic system right now.
what were you stoked about? Who were you cheering for?
So I went for KC solely because the Swifties were behind them and I don't want to go against them. Specifically, I don't follow football. I don't know any players. I barely know Patrick Mahomes, but I knew that the Swifties would pull it off. So
he didn't want to start a world war.
And
he's a smart man.
Spoiler alert: they did. They pulled it off. So
wait, what, dude? I didn't even watch it yet,
bro. It's been 2 days.
I'm just joking.
By the time this comes out, it'd been like a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I guess they're a legacy, they're a dynasty or whatever. It's nothing big.
Someone
Swifties a dynasty.
Someone was going for the 49ers.
Let's just say I had my hopes up for Christian McCaffrey to just carry the whole team into the victory, but he let go of the gas at the end, you know? He got tired.
It was a good game though. It was a good game.
It was super good.
They did their thing. You know, overtime Super Bowls are always a fun thing to watch.
Yeah. Well, it depends on, like, what the score and outcome is. Like, if it's a blowout, then it's obviously not fun.
Well, yeah, but if it goes into overtime, obviously they were tied, you know?
Yeah. Apparently, this is the fourth longest Super Bowl game in history, so.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, that's the updates. Let's get into it. We really want to talk about Super Bowl right now because it's fresh on the mind. We're gonna hit this real quick.
I can't wait till you add the "That's a Raven." It transitions in there.
Super Bowl Sunday was yesterday. Today is Monday. The 12th of February. Yesterday was the 11th of February. Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, was with the San Francisco 49ers and the Chiefs. No. Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes. Yes.
It was a solid game. It went for... Do you remember the score?
No, but it was close. It was like 16-13 or something like that. And then
It was a three-point... It was a touchdown-deciding situation. I think it was like 21 and 20, 31.
25
like
to 22.
Dang. Close game.
Thank you, fact checker.
Did you have any money on the game, sir?
Nah, but shoot, I would have lost money, man, because I would have put money on the Niners and they fucking blew it.
I made $100 off of yesterday, so I was pretty stoked.
Must be nice. So anyway,
Sana all. You didn't work yesterday, right? So you got to enjoy it from a couch.
Yes, sir. From my friend's couch.
I had to work yesterday. So devised a plan for all of the boys to watch the game while working yesterday. We have an area of work where we have to like do our manual labor. So
did you go to like the electronics section and then put it
and what
all
I did
on
was
the TV there?
No. What I did was we have a speaker at work to play music. So what I did was I brought my iPad. And I connected my iPad to the Wi-Fi from the office space. And then I downloaded Paramount Plus. Shout out Paramount Plus. And they had the live stream of the Super Bowl. So I just played it on the speaker and watched it from there. And there's just like 13 guys from around the different departments that came over. And we're all standing huddled against this one small iPad. And we're all watching the game. And we watched the halftime show in its entirety. Not one of us moved.
Damn. That's pretty sick, dude.
Shout out to Usher.
Usher Raymond.
Usher Raymond. It was cool. He didn't do the song, though. The you know?
I was waiting for Justin Bieber to come out and somebody to love to play, but shoot, everyone was disappointed, including me.
If only. He did a really good job. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, Usher did. Had a great halftime show. Jesus.
I liked his shirt being taken off. I like his performance. It was really good. I liked his abs. I mean, his song, his singing. It was really good.
Dude, mid-performance, when he took the shirt off, I was like, yo, Usher's in great shape.
Yo, he took off his jacket first, and I was like, oh, okay. And then he took off his other shirt. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Usher saw 50 Cent at the last halftime show, and he was like, yo, that's not going to be me.
Why are you mad at me for?
Shout out to Usher, man. He had a really great performance. I'll put his performance over The Weeknd's, even over who was it last year?
Rihanna.
The trifecta last year. Yeah, even Rihanna.
You'd put it over Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Eminem, Mary J.
Yeah,
Blige?
I would. It was a better performance. Plus, he
like
dance,
I like
so.
The trio. The trio's better, but fuck.
I mean, the songs are better. I did don't like get Usher, me wrong. Though. But Usher's catalog was so vast that he could have went for another 5 minutes.
What was your favorite song that he played?
Probably Burn. You don't hear Burn in concerts very often.
Yeah. I was waiting for the rain to fall, you know, just right there on stage.
When he hit the note, oh my God. When he was playing with the mic and the mic went like that.
Yeah. I like the part where he goes, hey, watch this. These are my confessions. Just when I thought.
Yeah, he
I
hit that.
Like
what was your favorite dish or drink that you had for the spread?
Oh, this is just in general. Like, if you were to go pull up at a Super Bowl party, what kind of food are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Dude, honestly, you don't see it very often anymore. Just pigs in a blanket's fine.
I love pigs in a blanket. We had that.
Yeah.
That was good.
My sister would do this really good buffalo chicken dip. It was like shredded chicken with like cheese melted in like a crock pot. Mm-hmm. Some chips, man. I could eat that all day.
Damn, that sounds good. Getting hungry right now.
And then 1 year we went down to the industrial area and they had like fresh ahi platters. And so we had like a bunch of sashimi on a platter. It was like $250 the one that we went to. Jeez.
Like, big but spender. Okay.
Super
got
Bowl,
money.
You know.
Got money.
We go hard on food, that's for sure. I go hard for the food.
Damn, I totally forgot about like parties in Hawaii. And so the first food item I was gonna say was like chicken wings, buffalo wings, or you know, just like chicken wings in general. But then you reminded me that fuck, dude, every party there's always gonna be poke. Fucking love poke, dude.
Guaranteed, man.
That's probably my favorite. Mop that. Mop Central. Yes, y'all.
The worst is when they have like poke and they like only have chips. They don't have rice. And I'm like,
poke chips?
Like it's just poke, no rice. Like, man, it's just the worst.
You know, in the mainland, they pronounce poke as pokey. Pokey?
Yeah, they're pronouncing it wrong.
Okay, that's wrong, right?
Yeah.
I looked it up. I've heard other people pronounce it poke, so I'm like, I'm sure it's pronounced poke.
When I was
living
in
there
college,
when
I was in college, there was a place that opened up next to like a Chipotle, and it was a poke place. And so every time when like someone like the people in the school would go like, oh my god, do you want to get poke over here? I would get somewhat upset every
cringe
time.
Cringe on the inside.
Yeah, and so one time somebody said it to me, like this girl comes up to me, she's like, you want to go to this poke place with us? And I was like. I like physically cringe. I was like, "What would you say?" And she said, "No, this pokey place is like across the street, right next to Chipotle." I'm like, "Yeah, nah, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good on
Pokemon?
The pokey." And then I went over there, and it's like lima beans.
Oh
inside of
yeah,
the poke bowl, you
that's
know?
Right.
And
it's like a kind of like a salad.
Yeah, they put like shredded carrots in it. I'm like,
yeah,
what is this,
or
bro?
Like cabbages.
Just lettuce,
edamame. Just give it a fucking rice. You know why they do that though? You know why they put the other toppings on there? It's because they go light on the scoop.
Oh yeah, guaranteed.
Super light, and so they try to fill it up with all this extra nonsense,
bro. And the scoop is not even good poke, bro. It's just like it's tuna mixed with like teriyaki and soy sauce. And I'm like, bro, this is not even good poke. Facts. There's like no mirroring in this. There's no like small balls in here. Like, come on.
Pause. Unpause.
No
play.
Pause. Absolutely no pause on the
play,
small
straight
balls,
play
bro.
That. Resume.
Play that, dog. Playback. but yeah, I don't know. I guess it's because we're from Hawaii and we grew up with poke that we just know good. We're just poke snobs. That's all it is.
Yeah, poke snobs. You're right. You're not wrong.
Poke, like, bro, they have this like crab leg poke now. At Foodland.
A Foodland?
I'll find the video. I sent it to my sister. It's like a buttery, savory crab leg
buttery
poke.
Flaky crust. Ooh.
Oh. Fuck. I'm thinking about it right now.
My mouth just watered for a second, bro.
It was so good. The TikTok video that I saw do it, he opened the crab leg and then he let the juice fall on his rice. And I was like, fuck. Every time my sister and I have this joke where every time we smack our lips or like, and we look at something really good, we're like, fuck, I want that.
That video you showed me of the guy eating his plate inside the car, it was like Kalua pig and something. Mm-hmm. I showed it. I watched it, man. It made me so hungry, bro.
Bro, the way he was smacking his lips, bro.
Yeah. He inhaled it. He inhales each bite in like 2 seconds, bro.
Yeah, bro. Dude,
it's like ASMR, bro.
He's wild. He'll do that for every place too. I fuck with him. He did that at Zippy's of all places.
Damn, but Zippy's fucking smacks, bro.
Zippy's is just pricey now, man. Inflation got Zippy's super hard.
Yeah, that oxtail ain't cheap no more, man. I mean,
it's not. It's
30,
not the same.
35.
Oh, bro, 35 for oxtail like soup, nuts.
That's a lot, bro. You know what you can buy with $35?
You can buy oxtail for cheaper, bro. You can buy a pound, like 2 pounds of oxtail for half the price. And just buy the rest of the stuff yourself.
Shit.
Speaking of oxtail, have you ever had kare kare oxtail?
Yes, so good.
Oh my god, bro. With the long beans and the bagoong. Yeah.
But dude, I go cheap when I make kare kare, and I do like, I do parts of beef chuck roast in there, like just a cheaper cut of meat, but more meat inside. You know what I mean?
Dude, kare kare is just like one of those meals where it has to be an event for my family. So if we're gonna have it, it has to be oxtail, or else it's not kare kare.
It's not hopping.
Yeah, no.
For the non-Filipinos out there, what is kare kare? How would you describe it?
Kare kare is a usually beef-based stew with peanut butter as one of the main ingredients, mixed with like specific types of greens. You can either go with like long beans or bok choy or any other type of greens that you like. It's very, very, very peanut buttery. So if you're allergic to peanut butter, sucks to suck.
You're gonna die if you eat it.
If you're gonna
strongly
die, man,
strongly avoid it.
Now, here's the real question. Do you use the Mamacita mix or do you use actual peanut butter or a mix of the two?
I use both.
Yeah. You got to.
Yeah.
What kind of peanut butter do you use?
And the bagoong Skippy's.
Skippy creamy. Peanut butter?
Creamy.
Creamy. Fuck. One time my mom made it with crunchy and I was like, Mom, what is this?
What?
This is not right. There's like
the texture in your kare kare must have been off.
It was wild, bro. The consistency was wild. I've been seeing so much content about like kare kare on my Instagram reels. And they're like, have you tried this kare kare ramen? Have you tried this kare kare burrito?
I'm like,
no, I haven't. Let's see how you do.
Was it good?
The kare kare ramen would be pretty fire.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, it's just a base from the kare kare, right? Like the soup. And then you mix that in with some noodles.
I was thinking like peanut butter ramen.
I don't know. Like, I like the same.
Like, I don't even know.
But then you'll mix the bagoong with the noodles.
Yeah, I don't know. I might just have to try it and
I'll send you the video and see if it looks appetizing.
Okay. Maybe next time I make kare kare, I just got to make ramen on the side.
Does Jez cook a lot of Filipino food or do you guys eat out a lot more?
Well, there's not a ton of Filipino restaurants near us, so we tend to cook all the time. The thing that she cooked recently was sisig, pork sisig. Mm. And then I made the pork sinigang.
You put the egg on top?
Yeah.
The sisig?
Yum.
I'm not a big fan of sisig, to be honest with you, but like, I'll take a bite here and there.
Get out of here.
I'm trying to cut the pork from my diet, man. The pork is killers.
We don't accept him.
The pork is killers, bro. It's I told myself good, I'm not going to eat this year. I'm not going to eat pork unless it's either bacon or lechon. That's the only my two. Heart. Bro, lechon? I had a scare recently. What about longanisa? Longanisa, well, they have chicken longanisa nowadays.
Ew, I don't know about that, though.
Oh, it's fire. It's fire. Trust me. I'll show you one day. Okay. Like, I buy it at work pretty often. But
okay, Pookie.
I had a scare this year, or maybe last year, where, like, I was eating pork all week. Like, uh-huh. my Autumn's stepdad was, like, making lechon all week for, like, an event or something. So he, like, kept bringing, like, fresh cooked lechon in plates to work and with, like, fat, like, two styrofoams, one all rice, one all lechon.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the kind of life I was living. And he made it so much that at one day at work, I was like, fuck, I can't move my knee. And I thought I had gout.
He got gout?
This bro, and like all of my coworkers have gout. Like they have gout issues. Gosh. So they all look at me like, oh, bro, guaranteed gout. Guaranteed
that's
gout,
a problem
bro.
In Hawaii, bro.
Dang, bro, and I'm like, gout? And I'm like, bro, no way I have gout right now. I'm too healthy. I don't drink alcohol. I don't do anything, bro.
You vape?
I vape and I drink water. That's all I do. I'm a very healthy person. But I don't know, man. Like this like scared. I couldn't move. Like I was trying to stand around and like walk around, but my knee was so stiff. I was like, fuck, I can't move. It wasn't gout at the end of it all, but like I looked at Autumn and I was like, babe, I can't eat pork anymore. I can't have gout like this. That scared
is
me so much.
Tough sacrifice.
Jewish people would beg to differ.
True.
Because they can't eat pork.
Vegans are like next level.
Vegans, I don't know if I could ever be vegan, man. Because I love steak. Steak is not that bad.
Yeah, steak, oxtail, lechon, bacon, Portuguese sausage, spam.
Fried shoot. Chicken, bro. Just fried chicken. Oh. That's all. Just fried chicken, like the...
It would end me.
Salt and vinegar chicken from Foodland.
Ooh, yes. I had that. My brother brought it one day, and oh, it was so good.
Mm. Just the best. Ashton and Ryan brought that to my birthday party.
Oh, they did? Jeez.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, solid choice. Yeah. I didn't even say the spread for my party last episode, but the spread from me was I bought a big thing of pancit palabok from Jollibee and then 10 Yum Burgers. And then someone else brought Wingstop with like two different types of sauces. Somebody else brought the chicken. I bought a bunch of rice. Like, oh man, it was good. It was only like six of us too. So I don't know why we brought so much food, but we ate, we literally inhaled like a cake too.
Shit. Yeah, they're probably too full to sing afterwards. I know, shoot. Okay.
Gotta get back on topic here.
The next one is describing the game. No, we gotta describe the game with Taylor Swift songs.
I don't even know that many Taylor
Swift
songs.
You're like the king of references, my boy. I feel like you and
not for Taylor Swift. Not for Taylor Swift.
Alright, just pull up a bunch of songs on the side and just be like,
okay, right here. The first the first half, Bad Blood, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the Chiefs side, because they were getting kind of heated. Travis Kelce like cursed out his coach. I'm pretty sure he's not coming back next season.
Yeah, and I mean Pat Mahomes was doing alright in the first half, but you know he just had to shake it off.
Oh my god!
Come on, here let's go look up some songs.
Okay, let me look up Taylor Swift songs.
Man, it was like the game itself was like it was just in a very giving mood, kind of like taking it back to December. All right, that one wasn't good. What is one?
Yeah, I'm on the Wikipedia.
22, love story.
Well, you know that people look at Patrick Mahomes, and they think that he's the one.
Ooh. Okay. What was I gonna say? Once once what's his name, Jake Moody, missed that extra point, everything has changed.
Bruh, it was so close of a game. They were trying to go, like, the Chiefs were down the entire time. But every time they would gain an inch, they would, like, go back. So it was like he took one step forward, three steps back, you know? It's not even Taylor Swift's song.
You fucker. I didn't even, I was like, what song was that? Are you just making up your own?
No, I'm looking at the list, dude.
Okay. Wait, I had one. Oh, okay. Dude, the Niners must have been so sad after this game. I bet it's going to be a cruel summer for them during the training camp.
Oh, my God. Bro, they threw so much bullshit out there yesterday. Most of the time, every time they threw the football, it hit a blank space, bro.
Okay, that was just... man. It's too bad it was real life, because for the Niners, it would have been the wildest dreams.
Bro. Oh, man. It was like a forest of dudes out there, man. It was like they were climbing over each other. Everybody was getting hurt. It was like a Christmas tree farm out there.
Wait, what? What's the song title in that one?
Christmas tree farm.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Let's see. What else we got here, man? Shit.
Let's see.
I'm only in the Fs. Bro, Patrick Mahomes went out there fearless because he did not take no for an answer, bro. Uh-huh.
Some could say he's the anti-hero.
You used that one already.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, I thought that.
I think at the end of the game, I want to say it was such a good game that I was enchanted. All right, last one.
At the end of the game, Patrick Mahomes was talking to Taylor, and they're like, where should we go now? And he says, I know places.
At the end of the game, when Pat Mahomes threw that touchdown to, who was it? Marquez Valdes-Scantling? Or no, who was the other guy?
It was Green something, I think. No, that's what I heard.
Anyways, when he threw that touchdown, he was like, see, look what you made me do. All right. Last one? You got one more in here?
I guess the Chiefs have some good karma because they ended up going with that two-peat. So, shout out to the Chiefs. Shout out to Taylor Swift. Congratulations on the win.
Congratulations. It was a true love story at the end. Taylor Swift got her championship ring, but not an engagement ring.
Dude. Our buddy Stanton actually was watching the game, and he was like, oh my God, Patrick's going to propose to Taylor. Not Patrick. Travis Kelce. Travis is going to propose to Taylor. I'm like, okay.
I don't know. There is actually a betting option to see if Travis would propose to Taylor Swift or not. And
dang.
I forgot what the odds were, but I didn't think it was going to happen. I doubt it. It's too big of an event for something like that to happen.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I feel like she would be mad if he did propose there. She's a classy galley.
She flew all the way from Japan. She must have been jet lagged.
Yeah. Dude, everybody is so salty.
That's a keeper.
I was on YouTube Shorts last night, and everybody was just like, this is such a rigged game. I hope everyone enjoyed Taylor Swift winning her first championship. I'm like, how was that a rigged game, bro? That was a really hard fought game.
As a well scripted game. Following the NFL script. Just kidding.
Can we switch to the next one? I like the next
one. Yeah.
Okay, so the best Super Bowl ad of 2024. You can go with your best ad.
So my best ad, and I'm actually going to share it too. Okay, this one.
This is for your Big Mac, right? First one that misses?
Watches the winner eat lunch. Got it.
Off the floor, off the scoreboard, off the bank board, no rim.
over the second rafter.
Like, how the fuck do they make that? McDonald's.
It's MJ, man.
Off the expressway, over the river, off the billboard, through the window. Nothing but net.
Shout out to MJ. Shout out to Larry Bird.
I like that one. I like that one a lot just because it's... Oh, shit. My video's blanking in the background. I like that one a lot just because it's the GOATs. Larry Bird and Michael B. Jordan. I mean, Michael Jordan.
Michael A. Jordan.
And it ended up being a McDonald's commercial. Like, you never see fast, like, athletes or professionals advertising or being the spokesperson for a fast food restaurant anymore.
What do you mean?
Who?
Draymond and Curry and Jason Tatum are all
just
on Subway.
I take back. Do they have their own meal?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's Subway, though, because Subway's kind of fresh.
I mean, I guess. Minus the tuna. My favorite was from this year anyway, was Jesus.
Oh.
No, the Jesus ad. The washing feet.
Yeah.
What was it saying? Like, Jesus didn't throw hate. He washed feet.
Yeah, something like that. I like that one.
If I was a foot model, that would have been the best ad ever.
Fetish freak.
I know. There was one ad, though, I really wanted to participate in, but I couldn't because I was at work. It was the DoorDash one. Did you see that?
No, I think I kind of missed that one. Must have not
so
been
DoorDash
that good.
Did this really crazy thing. If you were to watch their commercial and put the entire hashtag, it was a fucking long-ass hashtag. It was a promo code. So you go to their website, put that promo code in, you'd be entered to win. And the competition was for every commercial that they had during the Super Bowl, they bought that item and DoorDashed it to you.
What?
So I think there was like six cars that they were DoorDashing to somebody. Yeah.
What the hell?
I know.
Wait, that's so cool. That's super cool. I didn't know that. Shoot, I should have participated.
I know, but shout out to DoorDash, man. That was a really good ad. They even had it on my TikTok too.
Damn. Hey, but going back to what you said about the previous ad, the washing of the feet, when I watched it, it reminded me of when I used to go to church and like the retreats and stuff back then, back in high school. And how we would
hold on, hold on. For those who do not know, Elfeezy here, Leonard here, was a very big church guy.
Hey, you were a church
humongous
guy too.
Church guy. First of all, you
God
were
love,
a church
God
guy.
Is love, God is love.
I was also a very big church guy.
Yeah, look at us.
Good
man.
Thing we grew out of it.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Look at us. Who would have thought?
Who would've
not
thought? Me. Not I mean, I still go to church now. I still go like Sundays, but I don't go like Bible study or.
Bro, we would go classes like every three times a week. We would go. I would go four times a week.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Yeah, you were in and what was that? Choir? You were in choir.
Yeah, so I would go to church on Wednesday for Bible study, and then Thursday for choir, and then show up early on Sunday to teach Sunday classes for CCD, and then go to church after.
Oh, wait! I got to show you a video. Jazz,
is
if you're
the video
there,
I sent you guys.
Is it the one where it's like church boys trying to show off? Yeah. Jazz, if you see this, clip it right here. Too funny. Oh yeah, very God. Accurate. Very accurate.
Dude. Very accurate, dude. And the guys that like showed up in that, I'm like, oh, I remember how cringe we were in church, In church of all places. Why did we think that we could act like
shame,
that in church?
Shame on me. The Lord was watching. He knew what I was up to.
Let me tell you though, the girls at church were the baddest.
And I mean, they're the goodest as well. Goodest.
Yeah. The goodest and the baddest. The ambidextrous.
Praising.
On their knees, praising.
Yeah, dude, you gonna fucking say that, you fuck. Like that. Shit.
All right, here's our last question for the topics.
I wanted to throw in one more. I just wanted to throw in one more ad.
Go ahead. I want to see it.
This one is probably another favorite one of mine. All time. Not from like the last one.
I don't think we're allowed to use the new ones, that's why.
Betty White one. Oh, this is the one.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Betty White out there. That's not what your girlfriend
said. Oh, Snickers. Better. God. Jesus. When you're hungry.
Snickers. God damn. Snickers hit the ball on that one, didn't they?
That was so good. Shout out to Betty White.
I legit, as a child, remember being like, man, I'm hungry. I need a Snickers.
Damn.
That's how captivated I was from that ad. Shout out to that Snickers, man. Still my favorite candy to this day.
Gotcha, for real. Mine will probably be, I'm going to say cookies and cream. Hershey's bar.
Cookies and cream Hershey's, also a good one.
Slaps. Okay, sorry.
Although white chocolate isn't real.
What do you mean?
It's not a real chocolate. It doesn't naturally occur in nature.
Yes, it does. It comes from the white chocolate cacao.
From the white cacao.
The albino cacao.
I was gonna say,
no.
Fuck.
I put my leg up because I'm Asian.
Do it.
The knee is up.
All right. Last one says. Would you rather watch the NBA season? Who do you like? Oh, this is about the NBA. And current favorite player. All right. Yeah. Okay. NBA season is on the way. Still, we just had the All-Star game, right?
No, they didn't play yet. All-Star game.
Oh, they didn't play yet.
Yeah.
I don't know why the fuck I was watching.
They drafted them, but I think, let me go see when the All-Star game is.
It's in March, right?
Like at the end of March. It's Sunday, March February 18th, so next Sunday. Yeah, I got to put that on the calendar.
Okay. Yeah, I probably got to watch that. Think it's on Paramount?
Nope. Why? You want the password?
I got to get the NBA app.
You want the account? I got you, man.
You know, we're Laker fans, man.
Yep. Don't tell me LeBron.
Literally have
LeBron
Kobe here as my background on my computer right now.
I used to have him.
How do you feel? How do you feel about the new Kobe statue that just came out?
I'm fine with it. I like it. I mean, I think what Vanessa said was Kobe picked out the pose himself. And I respect it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a statue to honor Kobe Bryant, so I'm cool with it.
Dude, I was devastated when Kobe Bryant passed away.
Oh, yeah.
I called all of my friends, like all of my friends that lived in California. Yeah. I was like, bro, what's going on?
Bro, I was sad.
Because this is around the same time that Nipsey Hussle just passed away, and he was a big figure in LA too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, they're just losing legends back to back, bro.
City of Angels.
City of Angels. Shout out to Kobe Bryant. Shout out to Vanessa Bryant. Shout out to the whole Bryant family.
DG,
shout out to Paul Gasol for helping out. Yep.
Gasol
is a real one for being there for Vanessa.
Yeah, dude. Real homie, dude.
Yeah. I wish, yeah. You want friends like Paul Gasol in your corner.
Yep.
Godfather.
Who's your
pick for MVP this year for the NBA?
For this year, I haven't been watching much, but if I had to say, last year was Joel Embiid, right?
Yep.
Who's been cooking?
Who deserves it, to be honest?
Who's been winning? Okay. Bugging out over there.
It's all right. The court hit it.
I'm going to say Jokic again. I don't know.
I'm going to say Luka just because he's been having a pretty crazy year.
Beast. He's probably one of my favorite players right now.
He just dropped a fat number, right? He dropped 40 or something on one of his games recently.
Yeah, that's typical Luka magic.
Dude, Luka's crazy. Shout out to Luka. I want to see Phoenix in there again, because it's just because I like LaMelo. And then I want to see.
Plays for the Hornets.
Yeah, LaMelo Ball. Yeah. Oh, he plays for the Hornets. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's in Phoenix? Oh, Devin, it's KD's Booker. In Phoenix.
Yeah, KD, KD.
KD's in Phoenix. Yeah, no, no, I don't want to see Phoenix go. Fuck, fuck Phoenix. I don't like KD, man. KD's a fucking assassin, but like, I don't like him.
Yeah, he's just a.
I only hopper. Like him. I like him if he comes to the Lakers, though.
Ring chaser. Yeah, you're right. I probably only like him if he comes to the Lakers, just like how we only like LeBron when he joined the team. Before that, like,
where do you think LeBron's going next
LeBron
year?
LeBron sucks. Wherever his son goes.
You think his son's going to come to the league right after?
After 1 year? Probably not one. Maybe after one more year.
It's crazy to think that LeBron joined the league right after high school. And his son is in college right now. And yeah. Because like, if you look at, like, LaMelo, he went overseas and didn't even go to school for, like, the year. He just went the amateur route and then, like, made his way into the semi-pro.
And then he did a year with, like, the – what is it called? The JBA or something?
Yeah. But like, look at him, bro. Like, the guy has, like, the best basketball IQ of the, like, newest generation, in my opinion.
Oh, you like LaMelo, huh?
I do. I do like LaMelo. Although he's very cocky and I don't like his dad, I like how he plays.
You ride in the balls.
I mean, I don't like what's his name? Alonzo Ball.
That guy gets injured so much. He doesn't even play.
Dude, don't even get me started. When we had him on the Lakers, and it was like the young crew with like him and Kuz.
Yeah.
And then we had what's it? Who's that Holly guy with the headband?
Alex Caruso. I like
Caruso.
Him.
I like Caruso very much. I wish we kept him. He was a really good six man.
Me too. He was a G.
Yeah, a lot of talent in the NBA. Not much to say until we get to the preseason, though. I mean, the postseason.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. Lakers are definitely not going.
They're sucking ass right now.
Yeah, LeBron's still putting up numbers, but the team around him isn't there.
I don't know what's up, man.
Just let him build the team already, bro. let him bring his son to LA.
We have so many pieces. I don't know. Maybe it's a coaching problem.
Yeah, ever since we lost Phil. Our boy Phil.
Phil Jackson.
But yeah, I don't know. Lakers all day. Lakers in five.
Like nice.
Lakers in five, baby. Let's go. I have so many like diehard Laker fans back in Vegas too. Mm-hmm. Like, they're waiting for a franchise to come out there. And dude,
in Vegas?
Like, can we go
should.
Back to Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Can we go back? Because Super Bowl was in Vegas this year, and I felt so left out.
Damn. Dude, their stadium is beautiful, and the Sphere.
It is.
The Sphere is amazing.
Somebody just climbed the Sphere. You know the guy who climbs like skyscrapers? Uh-huh. He climbed the Sphere.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It was so weird.
Did he get arrested after or what?
Yeah, Gary. He always gets arrested afterwards. It's like the protocol.
That's too funny.
But yeah, I don't know. Shout out to the Vegas. I want to go to Vegas so bad. I miss like the atmosphere there. Mm. It's
what do you miss about it?
I lived in Vegas for so long. I don't know. It's just like the ability the to do whatever
and the
you want
scent
at any time.
Of smoke?
No. It's just like, you know, you're hanging out with your friends at like 9 o'clock and then it throws over to like 11 and you're like all hungry. You can go get ramen at 11 p.m.
And you go food and you like go surely or was it purely surely for the drinks.
Surely for the drinks. What was the thing? Solely.
Solely
for the drinks.
Solely for the drinks.
See if I can find a video.
How much was it?
Video
like, was
here.
It 25 cents?
No. So it was $25, but it was all you can drink crown and down on the drinks. So I'll just get a crown and coke for like 4 hours.
That's so cheap.
That's a deal, isn't it?
That's one drink at Las Vegas, $20.
Yeah, but bro, it was in a country bar, so I'm like, I don't even like the music.
Solely for the drinks. You don't even like country, bro. So, I gotta put you on one. On one of these podcasts,
but it was like a line dancing bar, bro.
Yeah, dude, I've gone to those and I never dance because I don't know how to fucking line dance. But the music, though,
I don't know how to two step.
That music is yeehawing.
God, there was like hay in there too. So what we would do is we would go down to this bar called Stoney's $25, get your drinks, and then we would play beer pong. And we just played beer pong for like 2 or 3 hours. And then we would migrate from that bar that was like right there and then go upstairs to this place called Blue Martini. And there they would have like a Latin night or they would have like hip hop night. And it was a great time.
That was pretty sick. Sounds sick.
Yeah. This or that?
You're like, oh, I miss the days. Oh, yeah. All right, so this or that is kind of related to the Super Bowl again. Try to bounce off of that same thing. But yeah.
We'll see. So you want to do it like we did last time?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so it is burgers or hot dogs? I choose burgers.
I choose burgers too.
Okay, go ahead.
Chips and salsa or fries? Fries.
Fries.
Okay. Okay.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke. Pepsi.
What? You're wild, bro. Coke all day.
Yeah, I like that Coke.
Dog.
Okay, take it back. Take it back, Coke. All right. Beer or hard seltzers? Beer.
Hard seltzer.
Dang.
We're very different today, huh?
I know. Shit. We're not connected right now. Okay.
Well, the thing is that I don't drink beer as like a leisure thing. So even when I drink hard seltzers, I'm like shotgunning the seltzer.
I live in the Pacific Northwest, so I feel like I gotta love beer.
The PNW.
PM Dubs. Where there's breweries like in every single corner.
Yeah, that's all you guys got up there.
You gotta pee in the Dubs.
Over here, we get the Kona Winds, bro.
Uh-oh, cut it out. Cut it out. Boop, boop, beep, pop, boop, boop.
Bop, 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 bop.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Are we good? Thank you for that commercial break. Next, we have Chris. Will you do the honors?
Underdogs or overdogs?
Wait, we didn't do the Gatorade bath.
I don't have that on my screen.
I don't have that. Gatorade bath or champagne showers?
What do you pick?
On a count of three. One, two, three. Champagne showers.
Champagne showers. Guaranteed. Way better, bro. The celebration on the in the NBA locker rooms are way better than like the celebrations in the NFL locker rooms.
They're probably the same. I bet you they do champagne showers in the NFL too.
I just want the goggles that they give you.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. It's crazy that they have goggles now for it. Because they're just built up to feel like it's the typical thing that's gonna happen now. Like it's a routine, it's tradition at this point.
I wonder how much champagne they use or what kind of champagne they use.
It's true. What is a cheap one, Brute?
I don't know. You can get Ace of Spades for pretty cheap.
Champagne.
Depending on where you go. Champagne. All right, next one. Is it my turn or your turn?
My turn. Underdogs or overdogs? I like a good underdog story, TBH.
For sure. You know why I was so conflicted during the Super Bowl? It's because I wanted to go for the underdog.
Uh-huh.
Because I should have went for the 49ers because they were the underdog, but good thing I didn't.
So. I think betting-wise, the Chiefs were actually the underdogs.
How come?
I don't know. I think people thought
probably because they lost a couple of people before this game started.
Maybe because the Niners just have like really good people.
All right, next one is blowout or close game, dude. Close game.
Close game, unless it's the Lakers and then blowout.
Yep. Facts. Either or, either way, too. Because I'm like, I don't even want to stress this much, bro. Either let me lose like super bad or win super bad. So.
Gotta clench the butt cheeks the whole time for the close games. You like that, huh?
This next one.
You like that, huh?
Oh. This next one is pretty wild. Is it my turn?
I'll say it. Are we talking about the same one? Super Bowl performance, Usher or Rihanna? You know, Rihanna's pretty bad, but shoot. Usher pretty bad too. You make me wanna leave.
Usher, I had more songs I could sing to with Usher.
Yep.
Although Rihanna did have a good performance.
That will always have your heart.
Dude, Alicia Keys even sang her own song. I was like, wow, yeah, she got to sing her own song. I know, the backdrop, the red backdrop for her was pretty sick. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, he had all the performers from the Strip on the halftime show.
He has a residency in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he does.
My mom wants to go watch him for her birthday.
Oh, go do that, auntie. Okay.
I think it's either going to be Usher or it's going to be Mariah Carey. One of the two.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Last one is Super Bowl or Game 7 of the NBA Finals. It's a tough one. Game-wise, I'd rather watch the NBA Finals, but food-wise, the Super Bowl has better food.
Yeah, I like your point there. Like, I think I'm more invested in the NBA Finals, and because of how fast and how often things can change in the NBA versus like during a football game. That's why I like the Game 7, the very final game. But nobody really throws a party for Game 7. They usually just versus for the Super Bowl, where everybody comes around, gathers. They have betting blocks for it, but nobody does that for Game 7.
Well, the Super Bowl, the thing is with the Super Bowl, it's one time, you know? Yeah. Like, this is the end-all, be-all for this one game. Yeah. Whereas the NBA, you could have a Game 5 and it be the last game.
Yeah. What do you think if the NBA would be switching it up to just a do-or-die type of thing? Just one game?
I don't think that's fair.
Because a lot can...
Because we've had series... Because, like, the football is the only game in the world that's just, like, do or die. Every other sport, there's, like, a bracket with, like, multiple games.
Football is just a very physical game. And so for them to play, like, more than just once a week, I feel like it'd be more harm to the athletes versus, like, the NBA and baseball, hockey, all of that stuff. I feel like it's easier for them to play multiple games. But, yeah, you're right. That'd be kind of sick, though, to do, like, a single elimination NBA bracket style.
Didn't they do that?
Oh, they did it. Yeah, the play-in tournament. The mid-season tournament or something.
Yeah,
the
mid-season tournament. Guess who won?
The
Lakers.
Yeah, we fucking suck ass right now, too. But, hey.
I know.
We're fake champs.
Literally, our last championship was in the bubble.
We're asterisk champs.
I think we're good here.
Yeah, I think
that was this or that, ladies and gentlemen. It was a rowling episode of laughs and conversation and all kinds of really good stuff. I have been your host, Real Manulet, a.k.a. Chris, a.k.a. BBC. And go ahead and plug your stuff, Lenny.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Leo DeFirm, L-E-O, D as in dog, A, F as in Frank, I-R-M. And you can also catch me on Twitch here and there at Elfeezy, L-F-E-E-Z-Y. Yep, that's about it.
You can catch me on all social platforms at Real Manulit, that's R-E-A-L-M-A-N-I-U-L-I-T. Follow me on Snapchat, follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube. More content to come, guys. We are trying to push it out. It is coming very soon.
Sounds like my
don't poop. Forget to subscribe for more.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys. We'll catch you guys later. I chase.